everybody, I'm Spidey Harrison on Whatever Happened To, and the month of September continues the celebration of the Motown 50th anniversary.
Hello, this is Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas. And whatever happened to me? Well, I'm living in Detroit home. I'm also on the Detroit City Council. I still perform with the Vandellas, and I'm having a wonderful, wonderful life.
It's been said that Martha Reeves started as a secretary at Motown, but today Martha says, no, I was a singer that could type at Motown. Brought up in church, Martha's grandfather, Elijah Reeves, was a minister at the Detroit Metropolitan Church, and she began singing at age 3. Her mother was also a great influence. The first charted record release on Martha Reeves and the Vandellas was Come and Get These Memories, and Martha has some memories of someone stealing her teddy bear backstage at the Apollo Theater in New York. Martha talks about the lyrics of the song and who stole Martha's teddy bear.
I don't know. I had, in the act, we were saying, come get these memories. I said, here's your old teddy bear. And I throw it off stage. Well, one day somebody walked out the back door with it.
Sounded great as ever on Whatever Happened To, and somebody uptown in Harlem may know who took Martha's teddy bear. So who organized the group? Not because they were background singers, but who organized Martha Reeves and the Vandellas leading into that big classic song, Come and Get These Memories?
Well, when I was in the studio as a artist, right after my job as a secretary was given to three girls from Secretariat College, and we went on the Motown Review, we had sang behind Marvin Gaye on a song called Stubborn Kind of Fella, and had recorded I'll Have to Let Him Go, a song that was intended for Mary Wells. Holland Dozier Holland formed this group, and Barry said, get a record on these girls, and assigned Holland Dozier Holland to us. And that was, like I said, their first record written together collectively.
Martha says she and the Vandellas were all employees with Motown, the original Vandellas. Martha says it was a business arrangement. She talks more about the association with the Vandellas.
I've been working with my sister, Lois. She's my oldest and longest standing Vandella. She joined me in 1969. And she followed Betty Kelly, who worked with me from 63 to 69. Sandra Tilly worked with me from, she was, I miss her soul. It touches my heart to even talk about Sandra Tilly. She was one of my sweetest and dearest, and she's the first and only background singer that I've had that I've lost to God.
Then came the first number one song for Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And what was the mood like in America when Love Is Like a Heat Wave hit?
Well, it was a tropical time of year where temperatures were record-breaking, and a DJ in Los Angeles broke our record, bless his heart. I don't know who he was, but he was doing a nationwide broadcast on TV and played Heat Wave, and it became a hit all over the world.
Hi, this is Joe Benelli of the Contours. Whatever happened to the Contours? Man, we're out there and we're still kicking it.
First in 1960 was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Mary Wells who got the ball rolling for Motown. Today, the Contours have had an unbelievable run from their 1962 hit, Do You Love Me? So let's get started with the background of original member Joe Billingsley and how the group got their name.
Oh, well, man, I started singing way back when I was in school, when I was in church, junior high school, even in the Air Force. And then when I got discharged from the Air Force, I started my own group. We were called the Blenders. And we changed the name after going to a record company called Flick and Contour Record Company. This record company was also in Detroit, and it was they had the Falcons there. And we went one day and auditioned for the manager of the Falcons, and he liked the tune, but he didn't like the group. So on the way home, that name Contour stuck in my mind. It just stuck with me. So I asked the guy, I said, hey, man, why don't we change our name? Maybe we'll have better luck. So everybody said, fine. So we put five names in the hat, And, of course, there was five different names. And everyone said, well, this name's Contour. Who suggested that? And I said, I suggest that. They say, what does name mean, Contour? And, of course, I didn't really know. I thought that name means going to the top, straight to the top. And so they said, oh, yeah, we're going straight to the top. So we chose the Contours.
We can never go wrong when we feature Motown artists on Whatever Happened To. So in 1962, when the very young Contours was making music history, there were other historical events taking place in America. Like Wilt Chamberlain was the first professional basketball player to score 100 points in a game. Hollywood actress Marilyn Monroe dies, and Jackie Robinson was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And Motown up in Detroit was coming alive. Here's Joe to talk about the early days in high school in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, high school for me was okay. I played sports, played basketball, a little football in high school. And then I left high school and went, after I got out of high school, went to the Air Force. But high school in Detroit was wonderful. And every high school and junior high school and grade school, we all had groups, you know, and everybody knew everybody. No matter what side of town, you know, you knew somebody. And you go to parties and you sing at parties. Like we used to go to parties and we'd sing against the Miracles, who at the time was the Matadors. And then we'd go and sing at the Temptations, who at the time was Otis Williams in the Distance, you know, and that's where it was. Everybody sung back in Detroit. And matter of fact, man, if you want to get the girls, you had to belong to a group anyway.
Leading into the big deal, Joe, who were the original members?
The original member of the Contours, who at the time was the Blenders before we came the Contours, were myself, Joe Billingsley, Billy Hoggs, Billy Gordon, Hubert Johnson, who was Jackie Wilson's cousin, and a guy named Leroy Fair. We were the original Contours and the Blenders. And we went to Motown and we auditioned for Berry Gordy Jr. and we got turned down, of course. We said, come back in a year. But we knew we were better than that. So we left the studio quite, that's where we were dejected. And our bass singer, like I say, was Hubert Johnson. And we had no idea. He never mentioned that he was kin to Jackie Wilson, you know. And we went to Jackie's house. We sung a song for Jackie. We had a song for Berry. Jackie liked the songs. He called Berry on the phone and told us to go right back down to Motown with Hitsville, then back down to the studio. We sung the same songs over again, and we got a contract from Berry.
Motown had released two songs prior on the Contours, and the third one was The Charm. Are you ready for it?
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
This is Hank Dixon of the Original Originals on Whatever Happened To.
Thank you, Hank. And everybody knows young and old school generations are aware of Motown Records and the impact the artists and the record label made on America and the world's culture. It's amazing the talent from over 30 years are still performing. And here's Hank on how the Originals first came together.
This was back 1968-69. That's when I got with them. You know, they started out as the Voice Masters, they sell. Well, that was Walter and C.P. Spencer. And I think at that time they had Lamont Dozier with them, had David Ruffin, Melvin Franklin. They were the Voice Masters. And I was in the service. And after I did my little stint in the service, I got out and they needed a tenor singer, so I was lucky. I was one of the lucky ones.
And Hank also commented about the cohesiveness the young Motown artists all had back in the day.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was all family, you know, because we all started out together before anybody ever made any money, really. You know, we were all around Hitsville, just helping each other out.
Oh, nothing but great memories. And Hank also flashed back when he recalled Barry Gordy was a great boxer, a super boxer back in Detroit, prior to be entering into the music industry. The first song recorded was a super smash for the Originals and still played on so many radio stations across the country. It was the fall of 1969 when R&B and Top 40 stations all over the country was always looking for the next Motown artist or the next hit record for the company. With the help of Marvin Gaye, the Originals came up with the super ballad, Baby, I'm For Real.
Oh, Baby, I'm For Real, that's our national anthem, yeah. You know, we were doing background work for Motown. We were doing songs behind David Ruffin, that's when he was by himself. Shorty Long, Here Comes the Judge. Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of a Broken Heart, we was on that. Stevie Wonder's For Once in My Life. And then Marvin came through and he wanted to do something on us, so that was our break.
And here's the Motown classic, everybody. Baby, I'm For Real by the Originals on Whatever Happened To. Folks, to the Motown 50th Anniversary Show. I'm Spider Harrison on Whatever Happened To. And our special guest this week is former Motown musician Jimmy Iovine, who played in studio and on stage behind some of Motown's greatest stars. Jimmy talks about the legendary Motown musicians back in Detroit who played on some of the early Motown hits. They were known as the Funk Brothers. Here's Jimmy.
The Funk Brothers were the most awesome group of musicians that I had ever met in my life. I mean, Berry Gordy assembled some of the most creative playing cats in the world. Those cats were just awesome. Yes, and I did meet them here on the West Coast. And when I went back to Detroit, I met them. So yes, I did meet them. Let me tell you something. Berry Gordy was a visionary himself. He was a creative person. He was given a vision of something to do. He did it. His idea was to create music and promote and market artists that were uniquely talented. And the musicians behind those artists were also uniquely talented. And I can certainly tell you, he did promote the musicians. He paid them quite well at the time. Junior Walking All-Stars, Shotgun, Shoot 'Em Before You Run Now. I mean, it just goes on and on with the musicians.
Motown just went stop with another big record, Junior Walking the All-Stars, Shotgun. Spider Harrison here on your favorite radio station celebrating the Motown 50th anniversary, everybody. And you know, everyone knows in the world practically that there was a great relationship between Berry Gordy and his ace writer artist, Smokey Bill Robinson. Well, Jimmy Iovine worked with him and he saw them working together. And here's his professional comment about the relationship between Motown's founder, Berry Gordy, and Smokey Robinson.
Well, you know, they say in this world, it takes two to make it happen. And I can certainly tell you the friendship, the camaraderie, the union as brothers between Smokey William Robinson and Berry Gordy was just amazing. Even today, they've retained that relationship and that friendship. I mean, Smokey was one of the greatest, and still is, one of the greatest writers of all time.